Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle!
All you hard workers, guess what? You did it. You made a great decision today, and that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, a show that's dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. On this show, we offer career advice and share information that will help you to have a more fulfilling career, help you deal with difficult work situations, and maybe prepare you for that next step in your career. It's all about you guys, because the workforce is you. It's your parents, it's your friends, it's your neighbor. There's not a whole lot of trust fund babies out there just sitting on big piles of $100 bills, throwing them up in the air, not having to work because they have all this money. That's not me, and it's very likely not you. You're in the workforce, and I want to help you. Guys, you know there's no shortage of people that want to give you advice. Make sure if you take advice from anybody that they're an expert. You know, I like using the example financial planners out there, right? I don't want my financial planner to have like two bankruptcies in the last year and maybe they've had a different job every 6 months. That's not the person I want to take my advice from. I want to take my advice from an expert. So when you see all these people out on InstaFace or one of these websites out there telling you how to be awesome, take a look at them and what they've accomplished. Are they truly in a position to help you and guide you and offer you value? I'm a career expert. For over 30 years, I've been placing people and helping them in their careers and helping companies by finding talent they either couldn't find on their own or I do it for them better, faster, and cheaper. But I help people and I enjoy it. I do what I do because I love it. When my head hits the pillow, I feel good. It's a very noble profession. I'm a professional recruiter and I help people. That's what I do. And guys, if you haven't listened to the show before, let me tell you a few things about it. I have two recurring contributors to the show. One is Eric Ross, and Eric Ross is hilarious. His segment is called Common Sense Ain't So Common, and he tells us about a real life scenario that happened, but it's crazy and it will leave you scratching your head going, what? Eric tells us about that, but he also gives you tips to make sure that doesn't happen to you. He also shares some bad jokes that people send in and ask for Eric to read it on the air. If you have a bad kind of work-related joke that's clean, you can send it to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'll make sure Eric Ross gets it and he'll read it. He also does workforce poetry that is hilarious. I don't know where he gets it, if he makes it up or what, but I love his segment, Common Sense Ain't So Common. Our other recurring contributor to the show who's been with Josh and me since really the beginning of the show, going on 4 years now, can you believe it? But that recurring contributor is Boston Danny. Boston Danny knows every cobblestone in the fair city of Boston. He knows all about his sports teams, and he loves to brag about them. And you're thinking, why would Boston Danny be on a show that's all about careers and the workforce? What value is that? You know why, folks? Because he makes me freaking laugh. And I've known him for 35 years. We went to boot camp together in the Navy. And the guy is hilarious. And even if he's only on the show for my edification, that's reason enough. But he does something special for you guys, too. If you have someone in your life, maybe a special someone that has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they made your workday just a little bit brighter and you want to recognize them for it, you know what you do? You send me an email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take your email about your special someone. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and that guy will give you a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. All right, now, the best part of my whole show, if it was dinner, this would be the meat and the potatoes, folks, is I have great guests. These are some of Jacksonville's most influential people on the show each week. They tell us about their career journeys. They give us tips and information that this is where you get your pens and papers ready to take down some notes. Or if you're a millennial or, you know, like everybody else outside of an old guy like me that still does a pen and paper, you get your thumbs ready and your device du jour and you take down some notes because it's going to be great information, folks. And I have a wonderful guest today. Whew, man, I'm overly caffeinated today. My guest today is someone I have been chasing down for a while, and I'm glad she finally committed to coming on the show. It's fantastic. Her name is Jennifer Mathis, and Jen, I'm so glad, pleased as punch you're here today. Let me tell you just a little bit about her. Jennifer is a purpose-driven Hoosier native. Go Hoosiers. And right now, she serves as the campus director for ACI Learning. Easy for me to say. She leads an incredible team whose mission is to build confidence in others and create meaningful outcomes that impact lives. Jen, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks so much, Pete, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I like to keep the bios brief because I can't read. You see, I trip up on everything every time I do it. Tell us a little more about you and about ACI Learning.
Sure. So a little bit more about me. You hit it. Hoosier native. Grew up in Indiana. Of course, it's all about basketball. So for those basketball fans out there. Went to college. I was actually the first one in my family to finish an undergraduate degree. Super proud of that.
That's both of us. We have that in common. Same.
Congratulations. Yep. Past that, actually, my husband I met in college. We got married shortly after I graduated, and he joined the Coast Guard, and off we went on our journey. And I tried to do my best to find where I could contribute value to the workforce as we made our transitions throughout the country. 7 years ago, we landed in Virginia, which is incredible. Went to William & Mary for my MBA. Incredible experience. Did some broad traveling, which, of course, you learn a lot when you travel. And about 3 years ago, we landed here in Jacksonville, which was our last tour. So we're going to hit 20 and retire and make this our home.
Well, that's outstanding. You know, for a lot of folks out there, that's how we got into Jacksonville. That was my entry point. You know, I was a Navy guy. Navy brought me here. You plant roots. You know, first of all, thank you and your husband for your service because it is a family. It's not just the individual that's serving active duty. So thank you very much for that. A lot of folks here, and Jen, I'm going to need your help with this. They're considering job changes right now. Is now a good time? And, you know, what's it look like?
Well, so, Pete, thank you for your service as well.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
That's mutual. Yeah. I would say, let me come back to what ACI Learning does.
Okay.
So our core purpose is to serve those in transition. And a lot of the students that we serve are veterans, whether they're exiting the military or they've been out and still haven't found their next. So essentially, we are upskilling them, building confidence, and then connecting them to employment opportunities that allow them to continue contributing to the workforce.
Oh, you're just like me. You help people, and it's a good feeling. You know, I can share with you the transition from the military into the private sector was a very difficult one for me. And, you know, I had went in enlisted. I got my degree when I was in. I put an OCS package together. But, you know, after 7 years, I wanted to get out. So I elected to get out, and I thought, well, I have this experience with a piece of paper, and I'm going to, you know, walk on and get a job. And really, the Navy is all I really knew, except for menial high school jobs until I went into the service. That transition was difficult. I didn't have the skills necessary to interview. I didn't have a resume that I think was adequate to get attention and make me pop out maybe against others. And I didn't have the interview skills. I was still yes or no, sir, and a little bit too militant. I heard no quite a bit with companies that I was really aggressively targeting. So I laid brick pavers for a year and a half, which is fine. It's a noble profession as well. But it wasn't what I was targeting. I think I could have used your services a lot then. Do you see that?
So, Pete, your story is very similar to what we hear often. So you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why organizations like ACI Learning exist. So I'm not an expert in any specific field, but what I do know are the experiences that our students have been through and how we can learn from those and share those experiences with others. So as the next service member gets ready to transition out, they actually can take some of that advice and to heart and hopefully land that opportunity sooner rather than later.
That's right. That's right. And it's boy, it's so much better if you're considering a job change to have some preparedness and be ready. And I want to talk about each element of that with you. But, you know, is it time? Is it a good time for a career change to consider one?
Sure. I think this is, of course, it's a personal decision when you're ready for a career change. I think when you are connected to something, whether it's military or another field for so long, that becomes your identity. And I think it's a moment where you have to do some self-reflection and figure out what is it that truly makes you happy, mm-hmm. and then pursue that. For a lot of the students we serve, they are very mission-driven. Mm-hmm. So when they're coming out of the service, they're looking for their next mission that's meaningful and where they can add value. Oftentimes in IT, in this industry, it is mission critical because we are, I think there's cyber attacks and the cyber war is kind of the next mission that we're preparing our workforce to protect us from.
Well, I love this, being immersed in finding people jobs. IT's hot, and I steer a lot of people in that direction because there are so many different career choices and opportunities for people within IT and cyber. Cyber's hot as all get out. I like how you know, the mission driven into IT. You know, why else? Why IT?
I think one of the blessings, if we could find them, that has come out of COVID is the fact that we no longer isolate information technology in its own industry. It lays and is foundational to every single business that operates. And I think through COVID, we exposed some of those weaknesses. Mm. So the need for technical talent is not just in a certain silo of a space. It's in every single business, no matter how large or how small. And I think the need is only, well, research shows that the need will only continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So if someone is considering a career change and has some level of interest in computers, some problem solving aptitude, and some critical thinking skills, which we all do, mm-hmm. we may not know or recognize yet, but we do, a career change into the IT industry could be one that's very fruitful.
Outstanding. I have a follow-up question to that, but that music right there tells us it's time to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Oh, welcome back, folks. And that was our show sponsor. That was one half of the dynamic duo that is Pete and Angie Langlois, co-managing partner of Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. If you have staffing needs, just give Angie a call, 904-479-9610. Or you could always call Pete the Job Guy, 904-999-4878. My guest today is Jennifer Mathis, and she is the Campus Director for ACI Learning. And we're talking about career transitions right now. Jen, if someone wants to transition into the IT field because they heard that it's hot, it's a growing industry, the demand is getting bigger, so it's a great career track. But if they have zero experience, they have no experience, how do you help those folks?
So if I could give someone a quick piece of advice, you have to do your research. So my suggestion, go to the job boards, key in some technical roles, look at the job descriptions and also the qualifications and what employers are looking for. Oftentimes, you're going to see certifications, industry-recognized certifications, as a preferred qualification. you have to look at the job duties and put yourself in the role and see if it's something that you can see yourself doing long term. That's where you've got to start.
Right. And, you know, and within ITI, you know, there's infrastructure, there's data and analytics, there's development, there's no shortage of cyber. And, you know, we know the threats are ever present and increasing. So there's it's never going to go away. And as processes become more automated and people work more remotely, that need for really solid IT security is so important. Does your does ACI Learning help equip people with these skills or certifications? I don't know.
That's a great question. So, yes, of course. That's what we do. So we will take students without any IT experience, solely an interest in computers and wanting to learn. We have to continue to learn as we grow into individuals. Our 9 to 12 week program literally puts our students in the seat of the technician through scenario-based learning. They act as if they are on the job, building the confidence to be able to do the job. In the same parallel space, we're also preparing them to acquire the industry-recognized certifications. Okay, so that's the training piece, right? But training is only one part. If you don't have a team dedicated to the career services aspect and building the resume, building the LinkedIn profile, teaching our students how to network, not with people they know, but build meaningful relationships with those that they don't, and then connect them with our employer partners, then the training doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, man, so well said. I mean, these are things that I talk about quite a bit. If you're considering any type of a job search, you really have to be prepared. You start by looking at what's out there and make some decisions that kind of narrow it down. You don't want to ever have a buckshot approach where it's, let me throw a bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks. You have a methodical, planned out approach. And it all, you know, a lot of resumes, you know, the resume doesn't get you the whole job. But I'm going to tell you what, there's all these pre-screening tools. You submit a resume and it's how much of it matches what their criteria that they entered. And it's a bot. That's your first. You got to get by the bot to get to the talent acquisition person to get, you know, or the phone screen to the, you know, this and that. And it's tough. So is that. That's all part of ACI Learning. It's a holistic more approach than it just here's a piece of paper, a cert, and get on down the road.
You've got it. It is an end-to-end solution that's taking someone with zero IT experience and working them into the field, securing meaningful employment. And you're right. Sitting at home, submitting all of those resumes through the ATS, hoping one gets through, that is challenging. And it's hard.
Yeah.
We don't let you do this alone.
Oh, that is so great. And it's good to know that you're out there. What are some of the elements maybe of a resume and the resume preparedness that helps people kind of maybe stand out a little bit more or get noticed over the other 300 that also applied to that?
Yeah. So one of the really fun strategies that we use is looking at transferable skills. Mm-hmm. So before we even start building a resume, of course, there are many templates that are out there. But it's really about understanding what skill sets you've already acquired and mastered and how those could translate into an IT role, and then developing a targeted resume for a specific job that will allow us to get started in the job search. So partnering in the process, and then when our employers come to us with positions they're looking to fill, they'll come to us, Pete, before they hit the job board.
Right.
So we're a first run, and we can batch over the resume and then also offer commentary as to why you would be a good culture fit for that organization, because we know our students.
Oh, this is wonderful. I mean, I really love hearing this because it so parallels my message each and every week to people. I wanted you to talk a little bit about how important that having a network is within that skill set and what are some of the things people can do.
So when we traditionally think about network, we think about the people that we know, right? Our family, our friends, our coworkers, our colleagues. when we are thinking about a career change, we've got to step outside our comfort zone because we're also changing our identities in some form or fashion. So what we typically suggest is go find someone who is in an existing role, and it's a role that you want to pursue, and ask them for a little bit of their time. People love telling their stories, especially if it gives them a chance to help someone else. That's how you build a new network for the industry you're looking to pursue.
Outstanding. I know that because of COVID, it turned a lot of things on its ear a little bit. And this one is, what if someone elects, I'm going to rejoin the workforce. Maybe I've been out of it for a while and, you know, I want to jump back in. What's some of the things you can do to help someone like that?
So I think they've labeled that returnship. So those that have been out of the workforce for a while and mm-hmm. they need somewhat of a segue or a path to re-enter, mm-hmm. our program is perfect. And one thing I would suggest is don't jump right back into the workforce. First, understand what the workforce needs. What are the gaps? And if it's an educational gap, go retool.
Oh, I love it. And what is one simple way to differentiate yourself from competition when you're pursuing the career change?
Sure. I don't think we have any competitors. That might be naive of me, but I'm going to say it because our approach is, it's just like this, Pete. We treat every single student as if they are our only. Mm-hmm. So it's a personalized approach.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
A white glove service. And the career services and the meaningful outcomes we produce, which means we're changing someone's life because they have an opportunity to start a brand new career in an industry that's sustainable, allows growth, and then they'll come back to us, you know, a year or two later when they're ready to either hire a graduate of ours or look for additional training for their now team that they lead.
Great. Jennifer, let's get some contact information. How can people reach out to ACI Learning or directly to you, Jennifer? Let's get your contact information out.
Sure. I'll, of course, my email address, jennifer.mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, at acilearning.com. Our learning hub is located in the Bay Meadows area. We're offering, of course, virtual training right now. And soon, beginning of the year, we'll be back on site. The campus line, if someone wants more information or has questions, or if there's anything that I can do to help, 904-399-3555.
399-3555.
You got it.
What's the website if they have people want to just look at the website?
ACILearning.com.
Jennifer Mathis, thank you so much for coming on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy today.
My pleasure, Pete. Thanks so much for having me.
Glad you're here. Guys, that music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back, all you hard workers of the world. Wasn't that a great little intro? That was Adeline. That's our producer, Josh McCarthy's daughter. And I love that. Welcome back to Hard Worker. She trailed off at the end. Josh said she started strong, but got a little nervous towards the end. But I just love that. Always welcomes us back from the break at the bottom of the hour. And it's just wonderful. Guys, my guest today was Jennifer Mathis of ACI Learning. I'm telling you, they have a great program that's dedicated to helping people that are in that career transition, military spouses, and other folks, and really focuses on the holistic preparedness to help you go out and get that next step in your professional career. And at ACI Learning, Jennifer Mathis, I suggest you reach out to both because she's a wealth of good information designed to help you folks. Guys, I always say this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I want to clarify just a little bit. It's not just for those that are working. It's for those that are not working and maybe want to join the workforce and they need to consider certain things. It's not just the employed people. The show is designed to help everybody with career advice, etc. And I'm just happy that we're out here. If I can ever help you in any way, I'm just a quick phone call or email away. My email address is pete@petethejobguy.com. pretty simple. My telephone number is 904-999-4878. You know, a lot of people email me and they'll tell me about a difficult workforce situation that they're having. Perhaps their boss is a jerk, or the company's going to get acquired by another company and they're uncertain. What should I do? Or, you know, they have a coworker that might be a slacker and they don't know how to handle it. Do I confront the person? Do I talk to my boss? Reach out to me. Guys, there's nothing I haven't lived through. I've run major businesses with about 400 employees and 37 offices. Nationwide, I've dealt with everything over the last 30 plus years in business. I've been in the staffing industry for very, very long, as a recruiter, as a coach, as a veterans advocate. I've been around a long time, folks, and if I can ever help you, just reach out. 904-999-4878 is my phone number. I'm co-managing partner of Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville, and we are a full-service placement recruiting firm. We're minority-owned, award-winning, and our North Florida office is our fastest-growing office nationwide, and that's a testimony to this wonderful market, the great people that I have been fortunate enough to surround myself with. I have some of the greatest recruiters working with me. Nobody works harder than the team that at Ascendo Resources, and we do that for you folks. Call us 904-999-4878 if there's anything we can do for you, or send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. This next part of the show is one of my favorite. This is a continuing contributor. Every week we get a segment from Eric Ross, and Eric Ross is a successful business person. He's a big part of this show, guys. If you didn't hear last week's show, wow, this guy's phenomenal, and I'm so glad he's part of the Pete the Job Guy team. But one of the things Eric does is he has this segment that's Common Sense Ain't So Common, and he tells us about a workforce scenario that happened that is so crazy and weird, it'll leave you scratching your head after you hear it. But not only does he tell you about it, he tells you what not to do, or what you can do more of or less of, so that person this story's about isn't you. He helps you. So with no further ado, let's get Common Sense Ain't So Common with Eric Ross.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, employees, bosses, and leaders, and happy week two of NFL Sunday. Fingers crossed our team shows up to play today. Eric Ross here, proud member of the Hard Worker Tribe and registered nurse with 212 Benefits, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common. But first, a friendly reminder for all you business leaders and employees, if you ever have any questions about your employee benefits, want a second opinion, or just want to share your story, 212 Benefits is one of the few remaining locally owned and operated employee benefit firms in the greater Jacksonville area. We're only a phone call, text, or email away anytime. Today on Common Sense Ain't So Common, we had a story shared about a boss we will refer to as False Hope Frank. If you haven't worked with a False Hope Frank previously, consider yourself lucky. Look, I love me some optimism. In fact, some people might call me a delusional optimist, but there's a big difference between optimism and what False Hope Frank is pitching. Have you ever interviewed for a position, been offered a promotion, or given an opportunity that sounds just too good to be true? Well, that is False Hope Frank's MO. Frank, who happens to be the owner and CEO of a tech company whose product and service is great, has a problem with keeping his new employees. In an effort to recruit and retain employees, Frank often falls victim to one of the cardinal sins of leadership, providing false hope. False Hope Frank promises new employees the world. Equity in the business? You got it. Guaranteed compensation and commission within 6 months of hire? Done. Unlimited paid time off and every other shiny object under the sun? He's offering it. While Frank's intentions are good, more times than not, all the shiny objects he promises are just false hope. Set realistic expectations for your people. Whether those happen to be good, bad, or everything in between, be realistic and do not provide false hope. Human beings love and appreciate transparency and truth. It's great to be optimistic, and if you can realistically deliver on promises to your employees and clients, great. Don't be Frank. Don't give false hope, because false hope is a slippery slope. There's a cheesy rhyme for you. Friendly reminder to all you tuned in today, remember, the grass is not always greener on the other side. However, if you are looking for greener pastures, both as an employee and employer, call the one and only Pete the Job Guy and the Ascendo Resources team. They will find you the green. Speaking of false hope, or what I refer to as delusional optimism, some quick football predictions. Jaguars win one at home this week against the Broncos, 24-17. Trevor Lawrence throws 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. For all you Boston listeners, Patriots stomp the Jets. Mac Jones goes off. Jets don't show up. Could be fun to watch for you all. And one more, let's say, shocker here, I'm saying Dolphins over Bills, 24-14. Eric Ross here, 212 Benefits, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common. You've got a terrible boss. You've got a funny story to tell about a coworker that leaves you scratching your head every day thinking, how does this happen in the professional workplace? Send them our way. See you next week.
Oh, guys, that's another gem from Eric Ross. Eric Ross is also an employee benefit expert with 212 Benefits. And I mean, it's incredible what he knows. And reach out to Eric Ross. He's very, very active on LinkedIn. Link in with him. Follow him. Watch some of the things he does. He puts out some pretty cool videos that are funny, but at the same time, they make you think. So you learn a little something too. It's a good message. And that's what I love, because he puts himself out there. I mean, some of the stuff he does is pretty funny, but there's a good message wrapped in it. And I love me some Eric Ross, and I'm glad he's a big part of this show. Guys, as I mentioned to you before, Ascendo Resources is a staffing company I run in town. If you're looking for qualified candidates, don't listen to the other people that are telling you right now that there's been some kind of candidate genocide, that all qualified candidates, they're non-existent. It's just not true. If you work with a professional recruiting firm, Ascendo Resources, or work directly with me, Pete the Job Guy, I can find you the talent that you need. I say that with confidence because we have tools, we have recruiters that other agencies just don't have. And you also get Pete the Job Guy, and I've been doing it for 175 years. My telephone number, if you want to reach out to me directly, I'd be happy to help you. My number is 904-999-4878. And if you don't know why this show is called Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, it's because the number one compliment you can give somebody from my hometown, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, about 25 minutes northeast of Boston, the number one compliment you could give somebody where I grew up wasn't, oh, that Pete, he's the smartest, or he's the best looking, or he's the richest, or anything like that. The best compliment you could give someone is that Pete, he's a hard worker. That meant something. Hard work. When you think, you ask anybody, what is the recipe for success? And in that, there's going to be a few different contributing factors, but almost everybody, one of those factors is going to be hard work. Hard work, perseverance, a plan, goals with milestones, tenacity, get back up when you get knocked down. All of that is in there. But hard work is always at the cornerstone of any recipe for success. And I firmly believe that. That's why I call this show Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And for those of you that say work smarter, not harder, bunk, I say bunk. You have to work your hardest all the time. Sure, it's great to work smarter. If you can create efficiencies or find a better way to build a mousetrap, employ them, of course. But then take that energy that you created from that efficiency that you gained and apply it and work your hardest every day. You don't want to coulda, woulda, shoulda. You didn't want to do a little when you can do a lot. And I'm just telling you, folks, that saying would be much better said, work your smartest and work your hardest. Or work your hardest and your smartest. Both, folks. That's the way it should be said. Oh, that music right there tells us we need to take a quick pause and get this information from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
All right, folks, that was our show sponsor, and you just heard Angie Langlois, co-managing partner of Ascenda Resources in town. If you need staffing assistance, make that phone call, 904-479-9610. Or you can call me, Pete the Job Guy, 904-999-4878. We'll both give you that exceptional service that you've come to know from Ascenda Resources. All right. Now, I always tell you each and every week, if you have a workforce-related topic that you'd like to have addressed on the show, send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. And Josh checks the mailbag, and he says, we got a couple of scenarios this week, and I will read if you give me green light it. You know, I won't use your name unless you say I can use your name. If you do, then I'll use your name. But we got a couple of people that sent some emails in. Josh, what do we got in the mailbag this week?
Hello, Pete. Hello, everybody. Of course, it is the mailbag time of the show. And our first question comes to us from Bonnie over in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Pete, you are the job guy, so I have to ask. She spent a bunch of time kind of like working together her resume, so it might be a one-size-fits-all. She's really proud of what she's done. It's a great resume, but she heard from somebody else that it might be wise to have a couple of different resumes for different jobs in particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that wise, or is there kind of a one-size-fits-all is the way to go?
Bonnie out in Springfield, I believe Josh said, that's a great question, because a lot of people put a lot of time and energy into their resume, and they create a masterpiece. After all, they say people are perfect two times in their life. One, when they're born, and two, when they write their resume. So you put all this energy into creating this wonderful resume, Bonnie, and then someone comes and upsets the apple cart and says, you should have more than one resume, Bonnie. And Bonnie says, "What? But I worked so doggone hard on this. It's perfect. It represents me perfectly. You know, what say you, Pete the Job Guy," is what Bonnie says. All right. I'll weigh in on this. This is easy. You got some good advice, Bonnie. Resume should not be like, you know, the same resume for every job. After all, as we talked a little bit about at the first part of the show, with a lot of large companies, the first screen is done by a bot. It's not even done by a person. It wants to see how many matches there are between the job description and the resume. So, yes, of course, take it and tweak it. We're not saying lie or embellish and, you know, give yourself skills you don't really have. But you got to tailor the resume to the job. Drawing out, look at the position that's posted. And if you need to add those words in there because it'll be a higher match, a lot of times a talent acquisition person is sitting and they get a thing that says, oh, this person is a 68% match based on a description without even talking to you. And I always say that's tough, because some of the best people have the worst resumes, and vice versa. Some of the worst candidates have the best resumes, you know? So, you know, why not give yourself a little bit of an added advantage and tailor your resume to the job description? Josh, Bonnie and Springfield got good advice.
That's good. And let's see if Tim on the west side has some advice that he wanted to question, too, because Tim's daughter, she's going to college next year, mm-hmm. as daughters tend to do sometimes. And that daughter wants to be a math major. And Tim on the west side wants to know if that's a wise choice for her future in whatever she decides to do.
Wow. Well, no matter what, Tim on the west side, we know that whatever she selects is a good choice, all right? I'm just going to tell you, I got one of those too. I got a daughter that's about ready to go to college, and I talk to her a lot about, you know, what industries are hot, what's important. Tim, I got to tell you, math is a great major, okay? Because it applies to everything. Any job. Math is sexy. If she wants to be a math major, I would strongly encourage her to be a math major, because math touches every element of our lives. The analytics, the data. I mean, so many people that go on to be computer science, like big brains and everything, they have a math basis, that base in math. So I tell you, it opens up so many doors for her as she continues post-college and securing employment, meaningful employment. That math undergraduate is so key. So, yes, I do think math, Tim, in the West Side, that's a great major. All right, this next part of the show is another one of my favorite part of the shows. This is where we get a weekly update from Boston Danny. And Boston Danny knows every cobblestone on the streets of Boston. He knows the whole history of the city, and he shares a little bit about that with us each and every week. Boston Danny also brags about his sports teams from the Northeast. He also brags about his, you know, his grandson Desmond and his, you know, just all kinds of neat things. And I love Boston Danny. Some people ask me, is that you just putting on the dog and doing a fake accent? I can assure you, Boston Danny is for real. He is somebody that went to boot camp with me 35 years ago. He's absolutely hilarious. But he also gives shout outs. So if you have someone that has a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe they made your work day just a little bit brighter and you want to recognize them for it. So what do? You send me an email. Send it to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take that email and give it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here, bringing you the Northern Update. Well, the weather up here has been absolutely perfect. We got a real Indian summer going, which is what we call when we get the great stretch of weather going into September. And it's just perfect. Not too hot, not too cold, nice low humidity, sleeping with the windows open. Just the perfect nights and days, and great working weather for us hard workers. So we got that going for us. And, you know, the Patriots last week we lost, but we look pretty good. That kid Mac Jones got all the skills. We're going to go with him. We got our hopes pinned on him. I know the Jaguars didn't do so good, but, hey, all we can do is go up from here. It's going to be an exciting season, so stay tuned. See what's watching. Root on the Patriots. Root on the Jaguars. Root on your favorite teams and bring them up. My Boston Red Sox, they've been up in a little slump. But, you know, they're due for a hot streak. They play 162 games in a regular season. We'll get in the playoffs, and we'll show you what we can do. Red Sox are always contenders. That's the way we like it. And the best thing is the Bruins are, you know, they're a little bit more than a month away. They start, you know, they've already been doing some practices. We're going to be missing our boy Krejci, but we'll plug the gaps, and we'll get a good team on the ice, and we'll show everybody what's for and be right up there just like we always are. And, you know, so watch out. Boston's still in the running, guys, always. So I'm going to throw some more Boston facts at you. You know I like giving them to you. So here's a good one. Boston and Newport, Oregon are the eastern and western ends of the longest continuous road in the U.S. In Kenmore Square in downtown Boston, there's a sign stating that Newport, Oregon is 3,365 miles away on U.S. Route 20 westbound. The road passes through 12 straits on its path between the Atlantic and the Pacific. So that's something, guys. You can get on there in downtown Boston, hit Route 20 westbound. Just stay on it. Don't lose the sign. Just keep going. You know, who knows where you'll end up. At the end, it's going to be Oregon. So try that out for size. And we got that going on. So I got all your shout-outs. You know, I like torturing it. Bring it on up for you. So I want to wish some wicked pisser birthdays to Joel Lamp, Catherine Mueller, Don Zimmerman Mosley, Melody Van Zant, awesome name, and Katie Akers Norton. You guys have yourselves a wicked pisser birthday. Do something nice for yourself. You deserve it. It's your birthday. And Jacksonville, you know, enjoy the Sunday. Pete, I'll be talking to you. And folks, don't forget our first responders, you know, all our military. Keep them in your hearts. Keep them in your minds. You know, they're busy for you. They see us at our worst, but everybody wants them when you need them. So, folks, enjoy your Sunday and have a good time.
Oh, another gem from Boston Danny. Boston Danny, you are awesome. And thank you for being on the show, Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, since the beginning. I believe we're just about at 4 years with Boston Danny, giving all you people, all you super people out there, your shout outs. I think he does it in a really good way. One thing I laugh at is I listen to the show all the time too, and this podcast and all. Danny can butcher a last name. He can destroy it. So if he mispronounces the last name of your special person, maybe write it phonetically so we can hand it to him phonetically, because my man is really good at butchering names. Today, my guest was Jennifer Mathis, and she is the campus director with ACI Learning, and she shared so much information that's going to help people that find themselves in some type of a career transition, or people that are, you know, looking to transition, and she helps prepare them to secure meaningful employment, mainly in the IT field. And I think that I can't think of a better route to go, because technology is so in demand. If you think about it, every device that you have in just a year from now is probably going to be obsolete. There'll be a new release, all the computer programs we're working on, they always kind of update, and then they stop supporting them. So companies have updates, migrations, all that good stuff. Jennifer Mathis, ACI Learning is who to call. And guess what? That music tells us we've come to the end of the show, folks. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.